Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Linda Hunt, the interior designer from Creatively Yours Custom Incorporated, coming to you from Richmond, Virginia. My company, Creatively Yours Custom, is a full-service interior design firm. We do a lot of window treatments and a lot of downsizing design. And I want to welcome all of you to our show this morning called Decorate Your Castle, Meet Scott Graver, Scott Alexander of Graver. Oh, my goodness, what a flip there. Okay, so if you're ready to go green and freshen up your window treatments, this is a good time of year to do it. A lot of people look towards doing that. Scott Alexander from Graver is back with us to discuss the newest products and trends in window treatments and also in the fabrics that they are getting into. So I want to tell you a little bit about Scott and also to let you know that this product or their products I have used quite often for my clients. Always a good product, always looked good, and I'm looking really forward to hearing what he has to say on all of this. Scott is a wealth of information on the latest, the motorized, and the green trends for window treatments. As Graver's territory manager, Scott will be talking to us about everything on the cutting edge from his company for your window decor. You're going to be surprised to learn what he has to tell us. A little bit about Scott here. In 1986, he was a carpenter looking for indoor work and noticed an ad that was looking for someone skilled with hand tools willing to travel. Sounded good to him. He applied and got the position installing window coverings. At that time, he didn't quite think it was going to last or be something he would be doing for a while, which ended up being the next 28 years. He made many friends in the business, and in 2007, got a phone call from his supervisor when he worked for another decorating company, telling him about the opportunity to work as a sales rep, which led to his position as territory manager with Springs Window Fashions, and he has been doing that for the past 6 years. So let's bring on Scott. Hold on. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you today?
Just wonderful. Can't complain. How about yourself?
Same here. Same here. So I'm so glad to have you on the show and looking forward to hearing everything that you want to tell us. Did I cover everything on your bio there? Are we pretty up to date? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. So do you have a certain place you want to start with giving us some information? You know, everybody's looking for what's new and green products that, you know, are helpful to the earth. So I'll let you start with where you want to go, and I may jump in with a question or two. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me back, Linda. I always enjoy doing this with you.
Sure.
Back in the fall of 2014, Springs Window Fashions, or Graber, launched a new product called Sorrenta. And what it is it's a 2-inch fabric louver with fiberglass rods. It's lightweight, and you can go up to 144 inches wide or 120 inches long without any kind of interruption in the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to, like, you know, if you're familiar with our Traditions wood blinds or our Lake Forest faux wood.
Yes.
It incorporates the same, you know, the same headrail, the same light-blocking headrail, but it's just an option where you can go, you know, cover a very wide window or a very long window.
Uh-huh.
And with a fabric louver. You know, in the collection, there's 5 collections with 38 colors. And the nice thing about this is you can customize it with the valance options and the cord tassel and bottom rail option.
Right.
You can actually choose out of our wood blind collection the color of the tassels and the bottom rail and the valance.
Okay.
So it's really neat. You could put it in one house and then go in the next door neighbor's house and just put the same thing but do it differently with different colors. And it's really catching on as far as, like I said, for wide windows, sunrooms, things like that. Anywhere from light filtering to pretty much make the room darker, not a blackout, but
dimming. It dims
darkening.
It.
You got it. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So this is a fabric, and is it a lined fabric in the heavier pieces, or?
Yeah, well, basically, it reminds me like a cloth tape that you put on a wood blind or something like that.
Yes.
To decorate the wood blind. Well, just think of that, but 2 inches in width, and then it has these, and what gives it the strength is the fiberglass rods that run through each side of the louver, if you can picture that. And one of the things I do when I'm demonstrating is I have a hand sample. It's about 22 inches wide, and I'll take my finger and I'll put it on the center louver. And you know how people like to grab a louver instead of tilting the blind or lifting the blind, they like to just like spread the louvers apart.
Well,
I could take my hand and pull on that louver and bend it down and look through it, and then it just springs back into place. So very rigid, very tough product as well.
Say its name one more time for us.
Sorrenta. It's S-O-R-E-N-T-A.
Sorrenta. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really nice. So it's a 2-inch, and I like the idea of having the wood parts in there. That makes a really classic-looking shade, I think, then.
Yeah, the opportunity, it's endless what you could do with it to create, your own look. I know, people like yourself are very decorative, love those decorative options. Being able to make something very custom. Yeah. this gives you all of that.
Exactly. And, that sounds very good. And that just came out last fall.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Oh,
fall
cool.
of 2014, we launched that. And it's been going well, very well accepted. The one thing I guess you need to think about with this one product is it's, the same color on both sides of the louver. So, in those communities where they have to have white to the outside, you have to probably go with a white or, an off-white earth tone type of fabric. But there's plenty of options in there for that.
Yeah, sounds it. Even that would be pretty with the wood, the neutrals with the wood. Oh, very pretty.
Absolutely. And the other thing, what I failed to mention is it's very lightweight. So simple to operate. I don't know if you've ever come across this, but, I can remember one time in my career I put faux wood blinds in a home where the homeowner had arthritis. So it was very hard for them to lift that.
Yes.
So this could be a great alternative to, something that's easy to operate for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good. Yeah, I like that idea. And the fact that you can get it in bigger widths and you don't have to have all these pieces, all these individual in one window.
Exactly. And your installer will love you for it, too, because it's very light. Like I said, you could have, how heavy, a faux wood blind can get. These are very lightweight and simple for one-man install or one person.
I can hear him. I can hear him agreeing with you right now. Most definitely. You speak from experience. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So what else have we got to look forward to from your company?
Well, you're familiar with the Crystal Pleat collection.
Yes.
And our Even Pleat and Fashion Pleat. Well, on May 18th, we're launching a new, what we call a refresh, but this one's very different, particularly because I'll start with the pleated shades. We do a 2-inch pleat on most of our pleated shades. So the collection for 2 inches grown. It's been a very popular choice. And the patterns, you know, that you can do with the pleated shades, they're not like they used to be years ago, you know. You know, the cellular shade has been more popular than the pleated only because, you know, you don't have the cord running through the center of the fabric and you could actually see it.
Right, right.
So, you know, the cord still runs through it, but it's a 2-inch and it looks very, you know, today in windows, you know, the windows are bigger or people want the window to look bigger. This is definitely a good option for that. But overall, the whole collection, there's more than 100 new colors, fabrics, and on-trend prints. There's extra customization options, too. One of them being what we call the new Premier Wood Wrap Rail. And just think of, you know, like a cordless or a motorized or a continuous loop head rail. And it's wrapped in like a wood grain print. And it's an option, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First time I got to see it was in St. Louis. We were at a sales meeting, and you know, back in I believe it was February, and it had and they had a stained wood trim around the window opening, and then the cellular shade in there with this wood wrapped head rail, and it really blended in and looked really nice. The bottom rail is also wrapped too, you know, so it matches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I think that, you know, that's really exciting about this new launch. And then we, you know, prior to this launch in on February 2nd, I believe it was, we introduced a new cordless lift system for the cell shades and pleated shades. And
Yes.
So yeah, to prevent creeping and, you know, and all that. And for the listeners, if they're not sure what that means like when the shade's all the way up on a cordless. Sometimes it would creep back down about 6 to 10 inches due to the weight of the fabric and everything. Yeah. So now if this is an improved, and it's something you'd have to see. It's for all us geeks that are in the window covering business, it's, you know, you have to take the top of the head roll off and look in there, and you're like, oh, wow, that's great. But I know
What I love about cellular is your cellular is the double crystal pleat, double cell.
Double cell.
Yeah, or any of those. What's nice about it, it looks good, gives you nice coverage, but you can still get light through it, and you get like that extra layers of trapped air, which is wonderful, and it takes the glare out of a room. And if anybody has not tried the cordless option, of course, there's instances where you would not be able to use that, but it eliminates any cords that could be a hazard to children, and it just looks so clean. It's the way to go. You just grab that bottom rail, and it's just one of the nicest things. Now, there's some instances with, you know, windows that are too high for that, of course, but other than that, it's the way to go. I just did one in a window between the kitchen cabinets with a valance over it, and, you know, you just lean in a little bit and lift it up or down. There's no cords on the countertop. Yeah, as well.
Right,
exactly. Well,
yeah, we remodeled our master bedroom last year, and I put cordless wood blinds in there. And, you know, for the same reason, I wanted that clean look. You know, the only thing that hangs down is a wand to tilt the louvers. And so as I was doing it, I was thinking, you know, that looks nice and clean, and I was thinking, what about on a, you know how like on a door you have to put the hold-down brackets and all that? And I know the cordless feature wouldn't be used, but it would be nice to have that up there without all those cords hanging down, for opening and closing a door application. So, it's like you said, it's a good safety product. You know, for children and pets, and, you know, not having that any kind of cord hazard. And then, again, you know, it just doesn't have to be just for that option. You know, if you like a nice clean look, most people just tilt their louvers anyway. but for the ease of just lifting that, you know, that that shader, that blind, just sticking your hand in there and pushing it up, it's great.
Right. Exactly.
And then I heard, you know, if you don't mind, I'll jump on something real quick. You had said, you know, for those high windows, it wouldn't work. And motorization pricing has come down. It's, you know, it's become so popular now.
Good. I'm glad you're going to talk about that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's very simple as well. I know it's just like anything else. You know, the first time you do it, you're not familiar with it. You know, and it could be kind of frustrating. But after you get used to it, and we've made it simple too. There's videos on the websites, how to do this, how to do that, troubleshooting, all kinds of things. So, again, every time you do something for the first time, it usually is a little more frustrating since you're not familiar with it. But now...
Bit of a learning curve.
Exactly. And there's so much more you could do. So many options, you know, with motorization. We launched something what's called Virtual Cord. And basically all it is it's another option for motorization in the cellular program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, just think of like a postage size stamp remote control that could be mounted on the window, in the window, you know, next to your chair or wherever you want it. It's very small, and it operates the shade, and the motor is very quiet. It's something that our engineers at Springs developed with Somfy.
Good. So that's good.
Yeah. So it's only available, you know, with our products. Very quiet motor and simple to operate. So it's like I said, it's becoming you know, more affordable and simple and easier to use.
Good. So what are the...
A lot of options.
Yeah, well, you want to... Isn't there three different ways to do motorization? Right? You've got hardwired. Can you go over that a little bit? Or are you just on...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know... And hardwired, too, it's becoming, you know, when we say hardwired, it's basically just running electricity through the window opening. And it could be, you know, like a regular plug-in box, you know, where, you know, like an outlet like you would plug something into. Or, you know, it could be a low-voltage wire ran to a transformer. And it still can be radio, you know, even though the shade is hooked up, that's its power source. But it still talks to a radio frequency remote control, so you could either have something handheld or a box put in the wall with, you know, with the remote control put in there. But you don't actually necessarily need to run wire from that box to that outlet to operate that shade. It could still be radio frequency and talk to the motor. And of course, there's also, like you just, if we want to talk through hardwire, you can run a wire from a box to the outlet that operates the shade, you know, with a paddle switch, with a regular light switch.
Right.
It just kind of limits your options sometimes with that. The only reason I'm so you know, stuck on the radio frequency is you could have multiple shades, you know, endless shades in your house operated from one remote control on different channels. it's just some of the things you could do with it is just, if you don't mind, I'll jump on a story real quick. I was with the dealer up in Charlottesville, and it was a doctor's home. And he was so excited to have this done because he had put in what's called an ERTSI system where he could operate the shades with his cell phone. And then we programmed him. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like this. And I was with the dealer because, you know, of the request that this consumer was making to help him program these shades to do these things. And so he had six shades, and four would come down on the lower level, and two would come down on the upper level to the two center blinds. And then the four shades on the outside of the window would come down on the bottom. So like a pattern, if you know, let's say. He created these different patterns with the shades that he thought was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was all, you know, again, it was all radio frequency. He had a 16-channel remote. He named all the patterns and named all the rooms and everything on this remote. So it's very simple. Like I said, if somebody else were to come in there and say, hey, how do you erase that shade? They could just go right to the name of whatever that bank of windows was and hit the button. So where they all raise up and down at the same time, or only, you know, the six on the top, the six on the bottom, whatever you want to do.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it probably sounds very overwhelming, but like I said, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Right. I think that's a great idea, though, interesting ways to do it.
Yeah, so like you said, you have the hardwire and you have the battery powered. You know, on the battery power, there's sun sensors now that it's like a little pack that you put in the window, and it collects, you know, the rays from the sun and keeps your batteries charged.
Perfect.
For the cost of something like that, you know, it's worth it, because I can tell you, I've got four motorized shades in my house. It was $96 worth of double A lithium batteries.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, you got to change them someday again without the sun thing. Now, I really like that, because previous, you know, you'd do a high shade in a two-story foyer or something, and then however length of time passed or how much usage they gave it, the battery died. And that was never an easy thing. Way earlier, you had to take the whole shade down to get to the batteries. That was way back. But even either way, you still had to get up there. And I had this lady, she had a two-story, probably even taller than that, and they had put regular windows way up in the two-story area and the shades. And it was taller than I've ever seen, and so it was a problem. And if it had been the sun attachment to it, that's awesome. That is just, that takes care of it. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we're talking about back in the infancy stages of motorization, where, you know, those things weren't really thought about. And then, as you know, these manufacturers listen to the consumers, you know, and they say, oh, well, we got to do something about this, you know, to make it, you know, more easier and user friendly for the consumer,
right?
And for the dealer, of course.
Yeah. Because not every installer or, you know, people want to even do it on them. Not a lot of them are willing to go and get the big, big ladders to do that.
Right.
Sometimes you have to talk them into it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And, and I've seen people be very creative with transformers, you know, which is a plug-in. It just plugs into a regular outlet and runs up to the shade. You get a 25-foot lead. I've seen people do that, and, you know, that's something, again, you'll never have to buy batteries again, you know, for that shade. I've seen people run, a longer lead down from the motor to the battery pack, and then the battery pack's accessible without using a tall ladder. So there really is, you just have to be creative, I think, and of course. And make it work.
Yeah, and now, nowadays, more and more builders are using more and more windows or walls of windows, or, you know, second-story foyer and family room windows. And you have to think about that. Even the second-story ones, for instance, if you can picture a second-story foyer, which, of course, has the stairs to go upstairs, and then there is a walkway to the bedrooms and whatever up there. But that looks right out through that upper window.
Right.
And a lot of times that can be uncomfortable for, you know, you're upstairs in your PJs or whatever, and you'd like not to have to walk by that gaping open window there.
Right.
So there are cases where you absolutely have to have something, and, you know, yeah, absolutely. And
I've heard that, that story several times from consumers, you know, like, we got to do something. They gather out there in front of the house, you know, in the morning, and the kids at the bus stop, you know, and they can see right in.
Yeah.
And
exactly. Yeah,
and then
exactly.
The other.
And go ahead.
You know, the other issue I'm looking at, you know, that I hear a lot too is the, you know, all the heat that these windows allow into the house, and you know, the air conditioning's running or the heat's running, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many solutions for that. You know, it's you know, I think the architects do a great job of getting that natural light in the house.
Right.
But when you can't see your TV, or your furniture is getting, you know, in your flooring and all that is getting dried up by the heat.
Right.
And your air conditioning bills are going up. I mean, they make solar shades now where it'll, you know, block, you know, 95% of the UV rays, let's say.
Right.
And but you still get that natural light coming in. You can still see outside.
Right.
There's so many different options now, and you know, like we were on the cellular before. You know, not only is it a beautiful window covering, it also, you know, has an R value, like a piece of insulation, you know. So,
right.
You know, whatever the situation is, you can definitely make it better with a window covering.
It's all good stuff, yeah. Because so many people, well, it's kind of on the downside now. There were years when people said, oh, no, I don't want anything on my windows at all.
Yeah.
And they'd be in there with gorgeous oriental rugs and beautiful hardwood floors and, you know, nice furniture. And you know, that's not a good idea.
Not at all. The Outer Banks. I was down in the Outer Banks. Again, beautiful. You know, all these windows were beautiful. And you could see the ocean and everything like that. And then everybody that was walking down the beach could see right inside. And, you know. And they're, oh, look at that picture on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, so it is beautiful, you know, to have that. But, you know, again, there's solutions to give you some privacy and protect your furniture and flooring, like you said, and oriental rugs, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
It's just a smart move.
I was in a house one time. She had two dining room windows that were on the sunny side of the house. Beautiful. It was an older home, so beautiful. Wide plank floors, and where those two windows where the sun came through, there was a long rectangular box on the floor of faded, dried out wood.
Right.
And just, you could just see the rays of the sun where it hit. You could just tell. And that's how much damage it can do.
Exactly. You know, we don't see it at first, you know, because it happens over time, you know.
Right.
So, and all of a sudden, one day you go, wow,
yeah.
Look at all the damage.
Yeah, it's so true, so true. You make a huge investment in nice furnishings and hardwoods and, you know, other wood tables and such, and you need to protect that.
That's right.
Like you would anything else. You make a nice investment. That stuff, you know, not cheap.
That's exactly right. You know, and you know, when you think about, you know, putting up, you know, something just to, you know, something as simple as a solar shade that blocks those UV rays, you know, that investment right there saves you. I'm sure to replace that flooring and to make it match and look like the rest of the, you know, the floor is going to cost a lot more than a shade would cost.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, the other thing you run into is you know, your TV. You're sitting there watching your TV, and all of a sudden, you know, that time of day comes, and there's a big glare on the TV. Another reason, you know, for you know, a window covering that can help with that. Springs purchased a company. This just made me think of something. Purchased a company called Metro Shade. Beginning of this year, and they did a presentation, and there was a it was some hotel where they had the architect had designed it, and there's all this glass, you know, and all this natural light coming in through the ceiling and everything, and through the wind, you know, the walls, but they couldn't read their computer screens. So
that's another screen. Yep, right.
Yeah. So they're going to tie it up. I guess I'm tying this all together here is they had put motor edge shades up, and so they had put a timer on this thing. So the shades would drop down as the sun began to, you know, or as this light began to become a problem, you know, right. of seeing the screens and keeping the heat down in the lobby especially.
Yep.
And so as the day went on, and they had it timed, you know, it was a video showing how the shades came down, you know, and protected the, you know, protected the screens and the floors and the, you know, the whole, in the building and kept the heat down in the building. It was pretty interesting right. to see.
Yeah, and it so works whether you're there or not.
That's yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly
yeah.
right.
Awesome.
Like you're on vacation or, you know, whatever, not home during the day. Security, another, you know, another reason.
Right.
You know, you could,
so very good.
We could probably go on and on and on about this stuff, huh? I think that's the idea.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
We are going to launch another, I don't know if I'm going to say another shutter program, but I always like to say refresh because we still have the same shutter program, just some more features
yeah.
coming out this summer.
Okay.
The one thing, you know, that I like to point out with Graber shutters is, you know, a lot of our components and, you know, I want to say most of our components are made in or come from the United States, our factories here. You know, we have several factories. Three of these factories are in Mexico. And we process, for example, the wood shutters and the wood blinds. All of the wood gets processed at a plant that we own in Michigan, and it's all North American hardwoods where it gets dried and finished right. and milled. And then they send all this stuff down to a plant just across the border from McAllen, Texas. It's called Reynosa. And that's where it all gets finished and put together and shipped out. So it allows us to deliver our shutters. And, you know, I'm talking standard shutters now in about 3 weeks. It's a 10-day fabrication. So from the time you place your order, you're looking at a, you know, 3-week delivery. Which is pretty good because a lot of our, yeah, exactly, and it's, you know, good quality. You know, a lot of it comes from Asia or from, you know, other parts of the world, where ours mm-hmm. is coming right here from you know, North America. So we don't have congestion at ports or so that's one thing I like to point out. But the shutter quality, the cool thing, and if you're a Graber dealer, is a lot of people will do, you know, the consumer will put wood shutters or composite shutters in the front of the house in the main living rooms, but then they want to continue that look throughout the house. They can do the same thing in our wood blind. The colors cross over. It's not you know, you're not having to choose from one deck or another deck as far as colors go. And so you can keep that same, and it's the same wood, the same exact wood, the same exact finish,
right.
which I think is important when you're, you know, when you're making an investment in your home.
Yes, yes, you should have that option. Yes,
absolutely, absolutely. So, and you know, we talk about architecture. You know, we do a lot of specialty shapes, arches, arched panels, sunbursts, you know, French door cutouts. The whole nine yards. So we're pretty much an all-around window, you know, window treatment company, especially since we introduced a soft window line with draperies, swags.
That's what I want you to talk about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's something that I was excited when we did because now it's a, you know, I hate to use this word, but it's one-stop shop. When you
right,
you know, when you're Graber, you know, we have everything from side panels and shears and draperies, Roman shades, swags, cornices, pillows, the whole nine yards. And that
how does
plant is down in Florida.
Okay, And
I'm
how
sorry.
Or what are the fabrics, or what is your assortment, or how do you, what fabrics do you use?
Well, we have some of our own fabrics, and a lot of them I've noticed, you know, other vendors carry as well. But we have a, you know, it's a sampling system, or sampling program.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the way it works too is there's a key card on the back of each sample deck. So when you pull up a fabric, and let's say you want to make Romanche that, it'll tell you if that's a good fabric for a Romanche on the back of it, or a pair of draperies, or what it's available in. Makes it very easy, very simple. And of course, there's liners, you know, there's water repellent liners, thermal suede liners, you know, the privacy liners, blackout liners, and all that, you know, and all that. And then we've also launched a custom drapery hardware program to go along with it. And we still have our standard program as well.
Yeah.
So it's, and then, you know, most of it's turned around in 21 days. It's a large facility, you know, down in Hialeah, Florida, that Springs purchased, I don't know, probably, I want to say 3 years ago, and just got it up, you know, it's got it up to where it would be a state-of-the-art facility and launched it, and it's been doing well. Within the other graver products.
Now, one thing you mentioned that I wanted to just jump in here quick.
Uh-huh.
It's very important because, you know, I do interior design, and you can look at a book of fabrics and say, oh, I want this on my sofa, or, oh, I want that on my window to be a soft shade or something. If
right.
you are not aware and are not educated in knowing, okay, that kind of fabric will not stand up if you use it for a sofa, for upholstering a sofa. You got to know
right.
those things. Otherwise, the investment the consumer is making can be wasted in the sense that something would fall apart really quickly, or make a soft fold Robin shade with a fabric that has olefin in it or whatever, that's never going to work. Because
right, exactly.
So if you don't know that, or now you have it where it's written right on the fabric tag, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like then I'm giving them educated information and not just, yeah, whatever you want, buy it. You know, that's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very important.
You know, you make a good point there. You know, the confidence that you have when you're making, you know, a presentation to the consumer, that helps you with the sale. I can't tell you how many times I've heard dealers tell me that, you know, they were more expensive than their competitor, but the consumer has told them that, you know, hey, they came in, they measured, they said, here's your price. They didn't educate
right.
me on my purchase,
right.
and you did, and
right.
I feel more comfortable doing business with you.
Right.
So just to everybody out there, it's not all about price. It's about, you know, being confident and comfortable with the purchase you're making.
Uh-huh, and you have to be. That's not,
yeah.
you know, pennies. It's going to cost you a bit, but you're going to get something that's going to serve you in the right way and do what you need to do. And you know, for somebody to not take that into account for you when you're trying to make a purchase, that's a huge problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Educate.
You know, that's exactly. Educate, and that's what, you know, basically that's what your job is, right? And I mean, you go,
right.
you know, somebody calls you and they say, what would you do? They're looking
right.
up to you because you're the professional. And
right.
And
right.
so, you know, and so it's important to have, you know, to partner with somebody that can help you make decisions and put the right product in the consumer's house.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Oh.
You're right. So this program is already up and launched.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
And
very cool.
It's been doing, you know, like I said, about 2 years now.
Okay.
And it was a facility that was already working, but they were, you know, basically ready to close the doors. And Springs stepped in and said, "Look, we'll buy this, you know, we'll buy the facility. We'll make it high tech. And that's exactly what they did. And I got a chance to, you know, visit there about 2 years ago when they were doing after it was all done. And I was really impressed, with the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the facility itself.
Excellent. Excellent. And from my end of the business, that's important to me. Reputation and servicing with quality products is very important. And I need to know that who is helping me with my client, for example, Graver,
right.
I need to know that the product I'm going to get from you is going to be right, because
exactly.
that's a mess if it isn't. That's a mess. And
yeah.
everything from
yeah.
shipping damage to scratches to broken to, you know, stop working after a month, whatever it is. You know,
right.
that's just not a good way to do business.
Exactly. And, you know, And if something were to happen, you know, stop working in a month, you know that, you know, if you're partnered up with the right vendor, they're going to take care of it. And
right.
because they know, you know, they don't want to give your company a black eye either,
right.
you know, or a bad name. So,
right, exactly.
You know, those are all important things that
mm-hmm.
you know, the consumer should be aware of as well.
Right.
There's so many people out there that, again, you know, it's not just price. It's got to be, like I said, the quality of the consumer, of the person like yourself that you're working with, you know, the dealer, the designer, and
right.
the quality of the products that they're using.
So that leads me to a question. So, you know, dealers come and go. And
right.
For different reasons, retirement, you know, just not doing the business anymore, whatever it might be. How does Graver work it if, say, somebody bought something through a dealer that's no longer in business, and then they might call me and say, you know, my son broke the string here, I need to get it fixed.
Right.
And I wasn't the one to originally sell that to them. How does the consumer handle situations like that?
Well, if they came to you, all you would have to do is, you know, there is an order number on the product,
okay.
and you would just call me or customer service, we would walk you through it and help you out with that. If it's the consumer, there's a consumer hotline number that they can call, and there's a website out there called GraverBlinds.com.
Okay.
So let's say you had a consumer and they came to you, they went to the GraverBlinds.com and they found their, you know, they went to the dealer locator and they said, "Hey, Linda, I see you're a Graver dealer. We bought this from, you know, Joe's Blinds and he's no longer in business." And you could
right.
definitely, you know, help that consumer out. Or if the consumer wants to do it themselves, there's a consumer hotline, but I think they'd be better off, you know, working through a dealer that's in the area.
Right. And that's such a good thing. When you think about
yeah.
it, you buy something and then the person who sells it to you goes out of business, you can feel left in the lurch. To know
right.
that you've got the backing of the company that will always help you out.
That's right.
That's peace of mind.
Exactly. You know, a company that's been around for 75 years. You know, as well. And, you know, and I always tell everybody that, you know, dealers, I say, look, if you're, you know, you win the lottery and you move, you know, down to the Bahamas or wherever, you're going to get out of the window covering business, you know, it's no problem. We have resources that where we can still service your consumers.
Yeah, right. That's a very good thing about Graver. Yay, Graver.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that.
I'm talking a lot about graver, aren't I?
Yep. As a designer, that makes me very happy. Yeah.
Right.
To know that. Because I've had too many people come to me from all over for draperies and different things, too, and they got it from somewhere else, and now they have issues. And
so, right.
Yeah. That's
right. It's, you know, it's all about partners, you know. I mean, we're all partners in this business, you know. If we don't work together, then it's not going to work at all.
Right.
And,
you got it.
Your problems are my problems, you know, type of thing.
Exactly.
And, we like to be part of the wins, you know, as well.
All right. I think we cover every topic? Let's think. Yeah, I think we pretty much did. Did you have anything further to talk about?
No, like I said before, we could probably talk forever about window covering. But, you know, I just appreciate the opportunity of being on here with you and reaching out, you know, to everybody and just saying, hey, you know, if there's anything we could do for you, be glad to do it.
Graver is here. Did you have any special things or contact information you wanted, you may want to, you know, where consumers can get more information? I know you say that website again.
It's GraberBlinds.com, and Graber is spelled G-R-A-B-E-R.
Okay, right. Okay.
And on that website, again, you can find a dealer. There's a dealer locator. You just put your zip code in. And there's also cord safety information. There's a hotline to the Window Covering Safety Council number there. There's also a consumer hotline phone number on there.
That's a good place to be then. Good place to know about.
Exactly. Yeah, and, of course, they can educate themselves on our products there as well. But again, I always recommend to anybody looking for window coverings to seek out a dealer like yourself. I hate to use the word dealer, but it's the common word in my business, I guess. But a professional, you know, like yourself, Linda, to walk you through it, because you know it is an investment. It can be a great investment or it can be a minimal investment, but all in all, you really want to know. Have a professional's opinion and advice before you move forward.
Right. Yeah, I'm always the kind of person, if I'm looking into something brand new, say for my home or, you know, a new vehicle or something, I'm going to get information and I'm going to go in there well-armed, even if it's just well-armed with questions.
Right, exactly.
Not just maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I might say, well, I read about this, tell me about that or whatever. So important. And Graver just fits that bill all the way around.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the show. And this will, you know, show will be out there so people can listen to it, so it will be available to everyone. And I hope you have a wonderful day and hope to see you on the show again.
Thanks, Linda. Anytime. I really appreciate it. And you know, thank you again. I said, I enjoy talking with you and doing this.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great one.
You too. Bye, Linda.
All right. Bye now. Okay. That was some really wonderful information. Oh, my gosh. I hope you all had a chance to take all that in. We'll be talking a little bit about it on my blog and on Facebook, Creatively Yours Custom Facebook pages, and Decorate Your Castle Interior Design blog on WordPress. So be sure to take a look at those. You can re-listen to this anytime. It's available to you on podcasts. Just come on in, click on it, have a listen, and get educated to make wise decisions for your window treatments. Remember, I have on my website, creativelyyourscustom.com. That's three words together. You can pick up three free design ebooks that I have out there. You can pick up my free design newsletter that will tell you lots of great tips. Comes out once a month, and if I have any promotions, that's on there too. You know, I just love interior design. I can't stop talking about it, can't stop thinking about it everywhere I go. So I'd love to help you out, and we'll talk later. Give me a call anytime. Linda Hunt, Creatively Yours Custom. Thank you so much. Bye now.